Y'all ain't no real beaters, man.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules ain't slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
I'm just picturing, like, going over to a pal's house, like, his laptop's running very smoothly. There's no tissues or lotion, like, in a mile radius. It's just like, I think you've been faking the funk when it comes to this masturbation game.
You're phony. This guy's a phony.
That's the hardest I've laughed, like, in a while, just from like, a rogue tweet.
Yeah, he was disgusted. He couldn't believe it was some false flaggers out here.
You guys say you masturbate, but are you really about that beat life?
I'll say, yeah, I've seen people get jumped for less for claiming a set they're not really with.
He was sick. He couldn't believe what he was reading.
He could not believe it.
I feel like that's a guy who, like, comments on Pornhub. Like, he's really, like, even.
Oh,
even,
yeah. So wow, great cinematography. She really appears to be enjoying it. I'm glad they could work out some arrangement. He ordered that pizza and didn't have any money.
What kind of a fool? He knew he didn't have any money. What if it had been a mail pizza delivery?
I'm saying, did he have a backup plan? I doubt it.
But yet it all worked out for the best. You'd just like to see a triumphant tale like that.
Yeah. Nice guy gets pussy from smoking hot pizza delivery woman. You tell us all this time.
The porn, I feel like the porn discussion hits the timeline like a good 2 times a year. And it's the only thing that gives me any sort of hope for, like, civilization and humanity as a whole.
Yeah, it's the only thing nobody shames anybody. Like, men and women, like, both contribute. Nobody gets shamed. Nobody gets made to feel bad about what or who they watch. Just like, oh, okay, I see that. You know, I'm more of a Lacey Duval guy myself, but I can certainly see where you're coming from.
Well, that was true to a point. Did you see the gentleman who said he was masturbating to Inside the NBA?
No. No, I missed that. Yeah. Young not to each their own.
Correct. We're not going to shame, but people were calling it quits at that point. Let me pull up the thread into which he responded.
I thought you were going to say he had a thread. And I was like, oh, no, I don't know if I want to hear that.
No. His was young person was like, we got people out here. Yeah, y'all getting off to EJ's Neato stat of the night.
That's what I'm saying, man. Sheesh. I bet they didn't have that in mind. Chuckster didn't know what was going on.
Tej said, once I realized Tiana Trump wasn't the brightest crayon in the box, I couldn't watch her anymore. I just felt wrong. And then someone replied, Charles Barkley got one hell of a speech impediment, doesn't discount his legacy, which is a fair retort.
Yeah.
And then someone said, no one's fapping to Inside the NBA, to which Get Off My Lawn 53 said, speak for yourself.
Well, again, to each their own. A bit of a buffet up there. Four different guys. I'm sure. Yeah, you got your druthers.
A couple different snacks to choose from.
That's what I'm saying. Yams aplenty.
But yeah, that bracket was honestly a disgrace. Our close personal friend Asak here, a clear one seed.
Yeah, there were a lot of very underseeded matchups.
I said that it had to have been made by, like, a black 12-year-old, that list. I don't know who else could have come up with that array of names.
Well, I think it was Scrouse that said online, I can't tell if a white person made this trying to appeal to black people or a black person made this trying to appeal to white. I was like, you know what? That's damn good. I don't, like, somebody did a couple, like, quick Googles and was like, okay, got a black, I got an Asian, let's rock.
And Lisa Ann, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, like, all those Disney ones. People have been clamoring for us to talk about the Disney brackets. You've seen none of those movies. I don't know why. And those people clearly do not listen to this show if they thought we could talk about that.
As I'm saying, people don't. Like, well, he talks about this. He can talk about other stuff now. Of those 64, I've heard of three.
I've seen half of one, and I didn't care for it.
And I fell asleep on the other half. Not much.
So, yeah, we won't be doing that. The porn bracket, however. I know, like, I wasn't on Twitter a lot during, like, the day yesterday, but I opened my phone and I just saw my old, like, Sarah J tweets getting retweeted, and I was like, oh, I know what's happening here.
Oh, yeah. I feel like everybody's got, like, one, at least one Sarah J tweet every, like you mentioned, a couple times a year they all make their rounds, and I laugh like I've never seen any of them before.
There was a new one yesterday. It was Triple H spitting out like water as a gift. I had to close my phone. I was like, that's enough of all this for one day.
Yeah, I'm just going to put my phone on the charger face down is what I'll do.
It's just like you made one of the better points too, that your girl is much more of a savage than you ever even knew.
Oh my, see that? I said that and people took that as like, oh, your girl's out here cheating on you. And I was like, well, no, that says more about you. This is one of the few where I didn't mean it like that. I mean it like, if you like ask politely and don't judge, your woman's ready to change your life.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You're just too manly man to ask for it.
Yeah. She's been holding back.
Oh yeah. You be like, oh yes. You say some freaky shit. She's like, oh, that's freaky to you. Interesting.
What is this, Nick Jr.? What's going on here?
I was like, Bush League.
Yeah, I did see a couple ones that you had retweeted where I was like, I don't know how you got that from his tweet. Like, maybe you need to like calm down a little bit, lady.
That's what I'm saying. I just say basic stuff now. People are like, come on, this close to us. Palm Sunday, Withers? But really, you mean today is Tuesday? You're always on your bullshit.
Well, they're not wrong there.
Again, there's no need to say it, though.
Where's the couth?
That's what I'm saying.
Odell Beckham, I hate to say I called it. He's getting traded. I don't know if it's today. I don't know if it's next week. He's gone.
I was like, let me refresh now, make sure it's not, like, literally right now. No, just Cody Kessler.
What Schefter said, or he predicted it's going to be for like something like a first, a third, and a fourth.
I saw two. The last thing I saw was two. I guess that's what they were asking for, was two first round picks.
Yeah, he. I guess he tweeted Giants have asked for at least two first round picks, and then I guess he was on TV. He said he predicted his price, like at, when it's all said and done, will be a first, a fourth, and a seventh, which or a third and a fourth, which it seemed like a steal.
Of epic proportions. I don't know if you could get a first. I don't know if that would get you Sterling Shepard. I said, if you were the Browns, would you trade would you offer number one overall for Odell?
I would try and get, like, just use four first, but like, yeah.
Well, I mean, of course, but
yeah, if they were like, if they were like, we
only want one.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Would you do one and four for Odell?
Yeah, because they're probably going to fuck up those picks anyway, so get like a proven.
That's exactly why I would. Like, I would. Somebody had said one and four for Odell and two, and I was like, I don't think the Giants would do that. But again, they're trading Odell Beckham. They might.
Right. I mean, it might not have to be even in this draft. Like, just we'll trade you a first round pick and another one eventually. They're like, sounds good to us.
Yeah, I would just, if I was the Brown, I would just want to, like, yeah, no future hits. We're just going to take our lumps right now. We're trading two top five picks for, like, what has legit been the best person at his position ever through his age.
I think Tyrod would cry, like, tears of joy.
As he should.
Like, Josh.
As he should.
Josh Gordon, Jarvis Landry. Like, Jarvis Landry's, like, your fifth best receiver, if you're counting, like, David, Duke Johnson and Joku.
Was, like, even there, yeah, good, perfect. Hey, like, it's not a knock on Landry, but for what he does, if you get Gordon and Beckham on the outside and Jarvis Landry in the slot, that ain't too shabby.
Yeah, like, they're probably trading Corey Coleman. Like, well, we don't need you, pal.
Yeah, no, we're trading him for a left tackle. We need one now that Joe Thomas is out.
Yeah, That would be interesting. I don't like it's not going to happen, but that would be super interesting because then you just pay him. I assume the Browns have unlimited money.
Sure. Yeah. He wants like 20 a year, but like, okay, we can do that, but it's going to have to be staggered crazy. We're going to give you like 35 the first year, 30 the second year. Like, I mean, whatever to make the numbers work until right. they have to start paying guys. And the only reason I say the is just because Landry's there.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Landry, if Landry and Beckham are as close as it seems like, then yeah, you might get him to go from New York to Cleveland and stay there.
I agree 1,000%. It seems like they're very close. Because I remember even during their rookie year when they both were like going off simultaneously for a stretch, all these videos. Like I knew nothing about Landry coming into the draft. And when he started showing out, I just remember they would cut back to just like old practices and they were just throwing like 90-yard bombs to one another, making these crazy catches.
Oh, yeah. Damn shame they never had any kind of quarterback there. Jeez, what a waste LSU does for talent. Eek.
It blows my mind. Even like Alabama, I guess. Who was the quarterback they brought in this championship game?
Tua.
Yeah, Tua. Like he seems to be like the best, like actually talented quarterback. Like he's not even going to be like a pro prospect, but just for like even college. Like I'm shocked it's taken him that long to get someone that like highly renowned.
I don't know, man. That guy's a winner, and he's tall. Not white, but 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Is he tall?
I think he's like 6'3", like tall enough, enough to where they would be like he needs to. He's brown. He makes him look shorter.
It sure does. I honestly thought he was like 6 feet, like tops.
Let me see. I did think he was 6'3". Let's see. This has him at 6'1", 119.
Okay. 119?
Yeah, a stout boy.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
That's preposterously small.
For like a true freshman, though, that ain't bad.
I when I was 6'1", I was at least like 240 already.
You didn't play much SEC quarterback, though. You're more of a Big 12 guy.
I got my offers, but it just didn't work out with the coaching staff.
Wait a minute. Two is 20. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
On my draft.
He's a long-toothed freshman.
I'm saying he's a true freshman. Where's Alabama getting these old-ass freshmen from?
They make him go to, like, a JUCO, probably. They probably, like, save some money somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever works. But yes, I would trade for Odell Beckham if I was the Browns. That's my take.
Especially because before, I mean, we were talking about this before it became actual news. And at this point, like trading Gronk for him seems like almost laughable just because of how incompetent the Giants look.
Don't say, yeah, no, you probably get him for Marty Bennett. I don't know, he retired, but the Giants don't know that.
They definitely don't know that.
No.
And they're kind of a sucker for, like, any Patriot who has won a Super Bowl. Like, they were all over Vereen when he was a free agent. They just signed Solder. They took there was a linebacker we had who was, like, kind of just a special teams guy, and then they made him a starter, which is a wild move.
Brewski.
So, yeah, like, here's the thing, too. If we're trading, like, if two first-round picks is the price tag, and I don't know why that would be applicable to all teams, but if that's just it, like, I'm sure Belichick's already been like, yeah, we'll give you two number 32s. I'm fine with that.
That's what, like, who is it? I guess they traded one now, but was it the Bills that had, like, I guess the Bills have, like, 12 and 21 now?
Yeah, something like that.
Again, if it's just going to be two first-rounders, then yes, I would gladly give up a 12 and a 21 for Odell Beckham.
Yeah, that, I mean,
there's been somebody else. I feel like multiple teams, like Browns. I thought a couple teams had
multiple
first round picks. I'm trying to look now because I could have swore it was like at least like four. I remember thinking like six teams had only pick in the first round.
Is it like no, not
Buffalo?
I'm trying to think.
No, Houston's pick went to
Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah.
And Kansas City, they traded back in to get Mahomes. Who did they trade with? Must have been Buffalo.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Buffalo's got 12 and 22. Maybe that is it for the first round.
Because last year the Saints had two, if I'm not mistaken.
Did they? Who did they take? Lattimore and who else?
That, I can't remember the second.
Whoever it was for the Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, deal, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess it is, but yeah, I would easily, again, I'd do 1 and 4 for Beckham, so I'd damn sure do 12 and 22 for Beckham.
Get McCarron a receiver.
Yeah, or like, again, if it's, like you said, any of the good teams, but okay, yeah, if I'm, I don't know, Dallas, like if I think Dez is really done, okay, yeah, we'll give you 2 first round picks that'll be like 23 to get Odell Beckham on our side.
I would hope the price tag would be higher for, like, in division rivals.
It's the Giants, man. It might be lower. You would just take him. Just come and get him. And he'll be out on the curve.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. The Giants right now look – the one thing, their GM, their team president, one of them, came out yesterday because he was – he finally got asked a non-Odell trade question but about the video. And he was like, I'm an old man. My eyes don't work. All I saw was the pizza. I thought that was a brilliant answer.
See, maybe it is pretty tough to be GM. I wouldn't have thought of that. I would have mentioned the pizza, but I wouldn't have been like, my eyes went straight to the pizza.
But yeah, I'm
like Carolina. I feel like Carolina consistently picks in the 20s. Why wouldn't they give up a couple first round picks to get Cam like an actual receiver?
I don't think they're very well run either.
I don't disagree. It's almost like a lot of these teams are not very, very well ran. Why?
It's true. Did you see Bill Belichick was just in the Dolphins like facility like this morning, just on his laptop, just doing work?
No, but it surprises me none.
Like, if you're the Dolphins, you can't allow that. A, like, the picture itself is already a bad look, but you just can't let him in the door for any reason.
No, he's... Every single room is tapped for wire.
The Dolphins aren't even good. He's still doing it. He's just doing his due diligence.
Just in case. He's like, I hate listening to their tape. They don't have any idea what's going on. I'm not afraid of them at all. It's just habit.
Yeah, he doesn't watch stand-up comedy or sitcoms or anything. It's just listening to the Dolphins. That's where he gets his rocks off.
He just keeps them, yeah, just playing around the house in all room.
Oh, boy. But yeah,
like, what if the Colts gave up all the second round picks they just got and like a future first for Beckham?
I think that would be a very good idea.
Yeah, like, be like, okay, here's the 3 we just got, and we'll give you a first or something, or maybe another. Like, it ends up being like 4 seconds or something. Like, I don't know, and I don't know. I think teams should be trying to trade for him. I'll say it again.
I keep feeling like the Rams keep getting all this smoke around players, and then they just go get them. Like, it's the
right.
Sue was one. Even Peters, they were linked to for a while. Tlaib was linked to him for like an hour and then was just traded to him. So right now it sounds like they're the front runner to land him. And that, I mean, that's the best team in the NFC, right? Maybe right now already.
Are they real? Like, is that Schefter saying? Because I hadn't heard any teams like linked to him yet. Are the Rams supposed to be?
I don't think it was Schefter. I read someone this morning though saying like they've made the first like official offer.
Yeah, why the fuck not? Watkins left. Are they gonna trust like Robert Woods to be their number one? Like, I don't
Cooper
know what receivers
Cup.
They have. Yeah, Pharaoh Cooper. They just getting 200 catches apiece. But yeah, like, again, why not?
Especially when Goff is on his rookie deal still, like, now seems to be the time to be like, yeah, here's money for all these other positions before we have to pay him. And Gurley's still on that rookie deal.
I was going to say, yeah, Gurley too, and one last year of Aaron Donald on relatively small money.
Yeah, that's still silly. But, hell, that's a team. I don't know what, like, the salary cap penalties are for football compared to other things, but I would be willing to pay all sorts of fines to keep that group together.
They just start paying the luxury tax.
Right.
I feel like they could make it work, because even then, like, to get Odell now, he's still making rookie money. So you wouldn't have to trade or like a lot for a whole bunch to get him and to keep him. I feel they franchised who's like LaMarcus Joyner. Like, if next year they probably just have to like let him walk, which sucks, but a fair trade to keep Odell Beckham.
I would say so, especially since they'll still have Aaron Donald.
Maybe. They keep talking like they don't want to pay him either.
I want to give the Rams the benefit of the doubt because they seem to be running things smoothly since they got rid of Jeff Fisher. But if they let Aaron Donald walk, I won't give them that benefit of the doubt.
They're just going to trade Aaron Donald for Odell Beckham, just straight up. Who would say no to that deal? Who would you rather have for the next 10 years?
Donald.
I think I would, too.
I feel like Donald is just like a J.J. Watt, but only talks when he's on the field.
And also, he's good.
Right. Like, Watt had his run, and then he's just been... I don't know. He's got a worse like back and like just body bone structure than Gronk like ever has.
Yeah, maybe they're the same person. They were that Gronk took his elbow strap, and they swapped out. It's like they took the wrong briefcase.
JJ has run some tight end for them before.
It's true.
And they've just remember. I think it was in the playoffs even too. They were just running like direct snaps to him, like on the goal line, and he was just getting stonewalled.
Of course.
Oh, poor Deshaun. I can't wait to watch him this year. I was thinking about, like, early MVP for next season, and I was like, yeah, I mean, Deshaun has as good a chance as anyone if he just puts up the numbers he was projected to put up last year.
See, I'm scared. Somebody had said, like, they're always scared for young quarterbacks to have to rehab during the summer instead of progress, and I've been scared for him and Wentz since then. So I hope they do. But I don't know. That's just I hadn't been able to shake that.
I definitely hear the logic behind that. But when did Watson go down?
He went down.
You know what
I mean?
I
feel like it was like three. Because I felt like he didn't start for the first part. Then I felt like he had like an 8-game run.
I don't even think it was that long, but, though.
Yeah, probably wouldn't.
I think he
probably
like
sat
six.
On the bench longer, to be fair. you got to see what Tommy Savage has got.
Didn't give him the best chance to win, Withers. Yeah, because he played against the Patriots. That was still in September.
Let's see. Yeah, his last game was, end of October.
Okay, so he might be done by rehab by the time it's, like, mini camp starts.
He might. Like, I hope so. But I don't know. It's just something that's been on my mind.
Because Wentz was very late in the year. So I definitely
see Wentz was like,
that.
Wentz was like December.
But, yeah.
I feel like another young guy got hurt, but. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Now, if Wentz is healthy, he's going to win the MVP.
Oh, Carr? Is Carr? Did he get hurt?
No. I mean good quarterback.
Oh, wow.
I don't even think Andrew Luck is a real person anymore.
Definitely isn't. But I would still trade Odell.
At what point do you think they move on? Like, if Luck plays under 8 games this year, do they have to, like, seriously start thinking about moving on, or do you just wait it out because he's that good?
Is he that good?
I do think he's very good, but if you hadn't played in 3 years, it matters less.
Definitely, that's what I mean. Like he's always been interception prone. He's kind of just a burlier Wentz as like what we've seen him do.
I'd put him above Wentz, but I could see the similarity.
Yeah, I mean, Wentz has made just. Better throws than I was like if when they were both coming out of college, like Andrew Luck was supposed to be like Peyton Manning that could run essentially, and Wentz has been like they both of them. I guess just more the turnovers and their like proclivity to throw them that is right. Like the true and they both scramble a little bit. Those are like really the only things that are comparable.
And Wentz has two arms. I know that for certain. I know his legs, I don't know. I'm less certain about. But I don't. Yeah, if I had to take one, I would take Luck. Assuming they were healthy.
Still.
But again, if he's not a real person, I don't know. Yeah. If I knew I was getting 16 games, yeah, I would take Luck over Wentz.
They're going to yell at you.
They were going to yell regardless.
I've been dealing with Colts fans for well over a decade. They're not yellers.
Sorry, I'd like to discuss this in a respectable tone.
I had McAfee on the ropes. I was slandering Peyton to his face, and he was very polite about the whole thing.
sir,
yeah.
While I disagree with your opinion, I will fight to the death for your rights.
I think it was the first time he actually, because Dave just focuses on Brady the whole time, so it's like feels more polite than attacking a person like you know personally, which is what I was doing.
Makes sense.
And he just kind of took a deep breath and he was like, I've never experienced that before. I was like, glad I could be the first, pal.
I'm looking. I will say, while Luck does throw a lot of interceptions, I think he was getting better at that, and I do think it's in part because he has literally nothing else. Mm. Like, if he had the talent Wentz or had around him on offense, I don't think he'd be throwing, like, 16, 18 interceptions.
Yeah, he's really only had T.Y.
He's had Hilton, and that's it.
Moncrief was supposed to be that dude, never was.
He just got paid by somebody for some reason.
Yeah, wasn't it like Tampa or something?
I remember seeing, I was like, that's a lot of money. And I liked him in Mississippi State. I didn't like him that much. Or Mississippi, not Mississippi State. Jaguars. Jaguars.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Money.
Yuck.
Yeah, I mean, they've kind of shown they just need anyone out there.
Yeah, 1 year, $9.6 million, which I thought it was longer, but I don't know, $10 million is kind of a lot.
I feel like A-Rob didn't get substantially more.
Yeah, and they let Hearns go, too. I feel like, I don't even know what Hearns got in Dallas.
I don't think it was that much. And that was only like a 2-year deal.
I bet it went $10 million. 2 years, $12
million. Yeah, that's, I don't know. That's strange.
It said Allen Robinson got 3 years, 42. Okay. 25 guaranteed. Yeah, I don't. The Jags are putting an awful lot of faith in Blake Bortles. Like, I would want to keep everything exactly the same. Like, receiver. And they're just like, yeah, we'll let the best guy go, even if he was hurt. Hearns is out of here. And then they cut Mercedes Lewis. Let's bring an all new staff for Blake Bortles to get comfortable with. This will work.
Yeah, Mercedes Lewis has been there since, like, Fred Taylor. And they just got him up out of there.
David Carr. Where did he go anywhere? I feel like he's decent. He'll go to the Patriots and catch 86 passes.
I haven't seen him anywhere yet, but yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. Oh man, I can't wait to just see where Odell goes.
This might be like poor Zingas, man, where somebody at the last second, somebody's gonna bust in the room. Like, no, you're all fired. Like, I'm building up. You're not trading a little bit. Like, what are we doing?
I think the difference is even the fans want Odell gone, like, for, like, the worst reasons ever, whereas Knicks fans were like...
He hit that net that one time, man.
He did. But even, like, the fan base was... And Phil Jackson was a crazy person. I think, like, all of the Giants brass agrees, like, it's time... We don't want to pay this guy. It's time to move on. Let's give Eli a new deal.
Awesome. Let's bet on the 38-year-old over the 25-year-old.
His stats, too, over the past however long Odell's been in the league, 3-4 years, his stats with Odell on the field and off are just catastrophically different.
Plus minus is off the charts for Odell.
But, yeah, that guy kicked that net. You can't have that.
Yeah, not in my league.
I just know Belichick's thinking about, like, how many firsts he trades. He's like, I'll give three. I don't give a shit. They're all going to be at the end of the first round.
I feel like he's like adding it up now. He's like, okay, I'll trade these first now. I got a couple extra seconds. I can flip those into like 19 fourths, and 19 fourths is equal to one first. So we're good.
Last year, I don't think we had a pick until like pick 95. I keep thinking of that number for some reason, but we didn't have a first or a second. And then the guy we took was out the entire year.
You guys should have did the Saints strategy. I like their draft strategy.
Take good players.
Take good players on both sides of the ball. Have them be very young and play them for a long time.
The guy we took, Derek Rivers, like Justice and Forverts were both like, oh, this guy should – like he went to Youngstown State, so he wasn't like big school or anything like that.
What's he play? What position he play?
He's edge rusher, which we need. Sure. But they were like, yeah, this guy's essentially just why am I blanking on his name? Who's my man on the Broncos?
Vaughn?
Yeah, Vaughn Miller. They were like, this guy tests exactly the same as Vaughn Miller, and they just got him in the third round.
And what did he hurt?
I want to say ACL.
Yikes.
Which is always great.
You love to see, especially starting a career.
Let's see. Yeah, he's 6'5". He's a big boy.
Burly. I'm looking. Yeah,
torn ACL.
Okay, that. I mean, it's bad, but it's not. It shouldn't be anything lingering.
Yeah, and it happened in the preseason too. So he'll have like a legit full year coming into camp.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, it'll be fine. I'm looking right at, the Browns have 8 picks in the first 4 rounds. Like, I don't, like, if they're really serious about getting Beckham, be like, okay, we'll start with 1. Like, pick more, like, say when.
Right. Well, you want all 8 of them? Like, we're fine.
They've got 2 firsts, 3 seconds, a third, and 2 fourths. It's like, what, you want one of each? Like, what, like tell me. While we've got you on the phone, we're not getting off the phone until this deal is made. So, like, name your price.
Yeah, because it's not like they can turn around and go to another team. Like, oh, I bet you can top this offer. Because they can't. Imagine if the Giants just picked first and second.
Yeah. Of course, they botch both picks, I'm sure.
Definitely.
But, yeah, if you're selling a rebuild in football, top 2 picks, that's, you can't do better than that. What? And again, of course, they'd fuck it up.
Who would they'd you take?
Two guards. If I was the Giants,
yeah. If you had, or even if you had one and two or 2 and 4, like what would you be targeting? Would you take 2 quarterbacks, or would you actually try and like do the right thing?
No. Wait, what's the right thing? Not trade Odell Beckham?
That's for sure the correct thing. But in this, they've already made that wrong decision.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. What's the right thing?
I think the right thing is to take one quarterback and like their offensive line is shit, like absolute shit. So if they're gonna take a quarterback and like. I would take if this guard's truly generational, maybe you try and trade 2, get back to like 10, get some more picks for later in the draft, and then take the guard there.
Well, the thing I'd heard before was the Jaguars signed Norwell, the guard from the Panthers. I'd heard that's what the Giants were going to do. Like they were going to sign Norwell and draft the guard, and I guess whatever coach they've got was going to put like a focus on the line and running. I was like, okay, I can see that. Like if it's part of a bigger move to like start paying dividends immediately. But then Norwell went to the Jaguars, which I never understood. It was like he was undrafted an all pro or a Pro Bowl for the Panthers, and it was like, oh yeah, they're not keeping it. No way the Panthers could use that. Like just, he's out of there.
They did get they lost Justin Pugh too, who was good for them. And played like everywhere on that line for like he was their only guy they could count on.
Right.
But they did sign Nate Solder, who was up and down, but overall good for the Patriots for the entire time, like for the entire time he was here.
Right.
So they have started to fix it, but yeah, especially if you're trying to bring in a young quarterback. I mean, just look at Goff from year 1 to year 2. I get Jeff Fisher out of there was already a huge plus for them, but they got the dude from the Bengals, didn't they?
Who?
Whitworth? Didn't they sign Whitworth?
Yeah, Rams did, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, Goff, year 1 to year 2, just having, like, an actual line in front of him. And Gurley. Gurley looked like a completely different player.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So if they were going to do, like, both those moves, but now Norwell's gone, I don't know, like, as good as this guard is going to be, I don't know if he's good enough to, like, shift your entire line play.
I don't think year 1, but they, like, Eli is still there. I don't really care if Eli gets murdered this year.
That's what I'm saying. So I wouldn't mind him cutting his teeth. I wouldn't hate going the guard. If I had 1 and 2 for the Giants, I still don't really love any of the quarterbacks, but I understand why they would have to pick one.
Yeah.
I think I might go Rosen and – honestly, I might go Rosen and Chubb. Those are the two I feel like are the best two players. Like they just lost Pierre Paul or just – They traded him, so I think I'd go Rosen Chubb.
What about Rosen and like you just have Derwin out there with Landon Collins?
I wouldn't if I could trade down.
To 5?
Yeah, like a couple spot, like not trying to get too cute, but I do think I could pick up something and still get Derwin top 5 or 6, whatever.
Yeah, because I do think there's going to be one team in that middle there that doesn't need a quarterback that just was like, yeah, we'll take him. Because he could be the best player in the draft.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the Giants have to pay Landon Collins next year. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard much. I was like, are they going to pay him? Like, what if he wants a lot of money for being really good, too? Like, are we just going to go through this again?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, so maybe I wouldn't. I would just save your money and just wait to trade for Landon Collins next year.
It's very – I would love to see a team with – because even 1 and 4, that was Kyrie and Tristan Thompson. Like, I would love to see 1 and 2 in it really any sport.
I think – I remember the Browns had what – one. I think they had – didn't the Browns have 1 and 2?
When?
It took Courtney Brown – it was like – they took Courtney Brown and Gerard Warren, I think. I'm trying to find what year. Yeah, 2000 – Washington had 2 and 3.
Okay.
They took LeVar Arrington and Chris Samuels.
Decent.
Both those guys made Pro Bowls. You can do worse.
I don't know. One and two, though, would be like, do you announce them simultaneously? Do those guys have beef for being, like, why didn't you take me one?
Yeah, it cost me several hundred thousands of dollars over the years of this contract.
Do you take two quarterbacks? Is that even, like, a possibility?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't be in the position in the first place because I wouldn't be trading Odell Beckham, but...
Correct. I was just saying, again, even if I just had my number two pick, like, I don't like any of these guys that much. I damn sure don't like two of them that much.
I think that's the point, though, because you're like, one of these guys has to be good just by, like, the numbers of it, maybe. So let's get as big of a net here as possible.
See, the thing, I feel like they would... Then you have a top five pick getting third string snaps because they're still going to – like Eli probably doesn't need practice, but he'd probably still take every snap in practice. And so you're looking at – like you take Rosen and then Josh Allen to develop and Josh Allen just never gets any snaps.
See, I was thinking about that the other day, like just the whole developing thing. Because in basketball, it's obviously just like 15 guys and like you're just playing basketball. It's easier to like focus on a single guy and develop. But if you're truly trying to get – a quarterback to get better while learning behind someone, why wouldn't you just like run practice completely differently and actually just focus on all your efforts on these two guys? I don't understand.
I've wondered that forever. Like people are like, well, they wouldn't get any reps with the one. Like, is that set in stone? Like, there's no way to. Like, I don't. I'm just never good. Like, yeah, you. If you put him in with the like, I don't. Can you split up the time? Can you split guys on the like? I don't know.
It was. It was before the Patriots Seahawks Super Bowl. They ran that pick play in practice, the Malcolm Butler interception, and they were going over it like in the like afterwards when they were doing the Do Your Job Part One or whatever the fuck the series is called.
Yeah.
And they were like, "Yeah, every one of our corners saw it in practice. Devin saw it twice. Malcolm saw it twice." I was like, "Twice? Like you have to." You have to nail this shit twice. Like, I get there's a lot of things you have to run through, but twice? I don't.
Oh, yeah.
And it was something they put in that week. Like, it wasn't like, oh, remember we ran this in September? We're running it again. No, we've never seen this before. You have to get it down pat in two shots.
Yeah, or else you're cut. So that's how they get the shit down pat.
And they showed the footage. Butler was lost in practice. So I, that whole week, he must have just got no sleep. And like, man, if for some reason I'm in this game and that situation comes up, don't run all the way around the guy.
Do the whole run through the guy. I'm going to try that.
Intercept the ball play.
Yeah, in the end zone. That's what I'll do. Yeah, Malcolm, you've done it again.
They'll never bench me here.
Yeah, I'll play every big game.
Last night, Ben Simmons was playing video games on the web.
Sure.
Which is something the teens do. And I guess Carl Anthony Towns was talking to him in it and was like, yeah, I'm gonna hop on. Like, give me a sec, let me set up, and I'll hop on and play with you. He's like, I can't stay up too late, though. Like, I got a game tomorrow. Very responsible young boy.
Which one said that?
Towns.
I was hoping it was Towns.
And to which Simmons replies, well, who y'all got tomorrow? Towns says Atlanta. Simmons was like, oh, you don't have to. You can stay up all night. It doesn't.
We're going out. I'm flying to Atlanta. We'll go out tonight.
Like, just, I, because I guess Chris, your boy out of Toronto, he posted a video and it was Simmons. I can't remember who he was talking to on the other team. And he was reading his lips and he was like, you can't guard me. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I appreciate just how cocky Simmons are. Like, he hasn't even finished his first season yet. And he's already like, oh yeah, I'm really good at this.
Oh yeah. I think he was legit like disrespected. He's like, I can't believe they didn't think I was one of the 12 best players in the East. I can't believe it.
That's true. The All-Star Game snub. He might have a little Towns in him in that regard. The second half, like, oh, yeah, I'm the best player, like, on the planet.
Well, yeah, I've still got this. I'm still actually very good. And now, I don't know. Sixers are going to need to good backup point guard. Maybe Simmons could fill that role now.
We didn't. Well, last show we talked about was when we broke the Fultz was playing news, right?
Yes.
Well, we didn't break the news. It broke and we reacted to it.
We broke it, yeah.
How do you think he looked in his first action since, like, October?
I was pleasantly surprised. I didn't watch the whole game, but I did see – I was mostly watching for him, and he didn't play that much. But I thought he looked confident. That's what I was really looking to see, and he looked the part.
He almost looked annoyed that people were shocked he could play.
Yeah, well, to be fair, if he would have seen those that security footage of his jumpers, he would have been skeptical too.
I feel like a lot got made out of Lonzo's jumper and how he was going to be able to get it off. And I think he got blocked twice on jump shots in this. Fultz got blocked twice in this game on jump shots. And it was because he would be in isolation with, like, Plumlee.
I think it was Plumlee that got him both times.
It was. And his pull-up is still a strong part of his game. I think it was, his fourth game he's ever played. He's just going to learn when to – like, which person to do it against and how much space he needs to actually get that off against NBA players, not in the fucking Pac-12.
Right. And I feel like that's a thing you'll probably only really get in game time.
Right.
Because, like, in practice, unless they're just going 100% at all times, they're not blocking. Like, you know, they might put a hand up, but they're not going to block it like that. So that's where game time reps come into play.
Oh,
I would have liked to see him shoot a three, but I'm fine that he didn't try it. Like, he didn't – don't do it. Don't prove to us that you need to shoot a three.
Yeah, it was the end of the game. They were kind of just, like, dribbling out the clock. And he – like, whoever was guarding him gave him, like, 7 feet of space. And he could have just taken a pull-up. Like, not even a pull-up, just kind of like a set off the dribble three. Mm-hmm. And he just ended up passing it. And I was like, I would have liked to see that, but I also understand why he didn't.
Right. Yeah, nah, it was – like, the fact that he was even looking for the jumper and, like, hit a couple nice jumpers.
Yeah, two nice at the end.
Yeah, passed the ball really well. So, I if this is just, if he's just going to be their backup 15 minutes a game guard now, and he can bring that, I definitely wouldn't want to play Philly in the first round.
Yeah, I feel real bad for Toronto if that's who they're going to get in the second round.
Oof. If they get to the – no. What are the stand? Like, I feel like every time we look at this, they're just completely different. Like, yeah, the Raptors are a 9 seed now. They're literally fighting for their playoff life.
They're back to 3.5 up on the Celtics. And they have Milwaukee, which feels like it's getting more and more locked into place, even though Milwaukee's only a half game behind Miami. It just feels like Toronto-Milwaukee's what's going to happen.
I know it took them a lot to beat them last year, but I don't know. The Bucks just don't look good.
No, they don't. They're 5-5 over the last 10.
Yeah, like, they've got a negative point different. Like, they're not that good of a team.
No.
You hate to see it. I'm looking at, is Philly going to get the 3 seed? God, Philly's going to get the 3 seed, and it's going to be 100 articles why Embiid should be the MVP.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If they can finish with the 9 seed, it'd be 100 articles why Embiid should be the MVP.
They exceeded expectations.
Yeah. If you look at the word value, the value is defined as.
I mean, Indiana could still get the 3 seed. Like, that's Cleveland just taking a big dump on the court last night against Miami was probably not the best idea.
No, in hindsight, or also foresight,
they haven't won in Miami since LeBron's last year in Cleveland, the first go around.
I saw that. Wonder why.
Well, I understand why they lost those 4 years he was in Miami. I don't know why they haven't won since.
I was going to say, yeah. Mm-mm. I feel like they would have got one look like as soon as he came back when the Heat were really stinking.
Well, that one I feel like makes sense because didn't LeBron lose his first time back to Cleveland?
Probably.
Like, they would, like, the Cavs, like, that was the only game they even, like, tried that year.
I thought they tried and still lost.
They might have. I could be making it up, but I don't know. I know, like, because LeBron also has that weird streak where he hasn't won in Utah since, like, 04 or something crazy like that.
The curse of Quinn Snyder, coach of the year.
That was today's episode, folks. We almost made it an hour. But yeah, I mean, a Philly 3 seed, they would be playing Washington right now if they were to jump Cleveland. I mean, they would smack.
I think that would be an interesting series.
You think it would be like competitive basketball?
If Wall comes back and is healthy, I think it would be. I still think Philly would. I think it'd be 6, maybe 7 good games though. Like I'd like to see that for first round.
I feel like right now they're projected to play Indiana. I feel like that would just be more competitive.
I'm just trying to figure out the series that I don't. I'm hoping that Miami can somehow play Indiana in the first round. I feel like that's the one that I don't want to watch.
I don't see how that's even possible.
It's not.
Well, Miami
would have to move up. So it's possible, but not probable.
Right. Miami would have to get the 6, and Indiana would have to jump to 3. Which,
I mean, yeah, Sixers pay. Like, Embiid, Turner would be a good matchup.
Oh, poor Turner.
Yeah. I mean, poor anybody. That's the yuck. Poor Al Jefferson.
I don't know. Al Jefferson, he's got some post moves even Embiid's never seen before. That might have him jumping all over the place.
Embiid's just going to soak him up like a Space Jam.
Yeah, every time he plays against a big man, like, he might get got that first time, but by game 2, he's just learned everything about that player.
He starts taking a pick, like, his arm around every single person. Like, hey, Horford, like the way you're on that pick and roll. Let's grab a quick pick. He just steals it from his soul.
Yeah, Andy. Yeah, I mean, I guess Toronto, Milwaukee, because Milwaukee at least still has Giannis, so that's not completely unwatchable.
Right, as I'm saying, I just don't. I mean, for the Heat, I'd watch, like, for Bam, of course, but.
Well, I was going to say, without Kyrie, I could see a non-Celtics fan giving no fucks about Celtics-Miami.
Ooh, I forgot about Kyrie. Yeah, let that stay. Let that ride. I don't really want to watch the Celtics, not at full strength. Put them on NBA TV.
Cleveland, Washington, maybe we can get Deshaun Stevenson involved somehow, bring back that.
Get Soldier Boy in the mix again somehow.
And Indy, Philly, yeah, I mean, that's not the worst slate for an Eastern Conference. I feel like there's usually 2 stinkers in the first round.
Oh, for sure. I just feel like, yeah, I think the 4 best teams are going to make it. Who could you see upset? The Wizards, maybe, depending on their draw and if they're healthy. But outside that, I can't see the Pacers, Heat, or Bucks, even with Giannis winning 4 games off any of those top seeds.
Yeah, I mean, Giannis would have to play just preposterously well for.
I mean, he's been doing it for 75 games.
That's what I mean.
And they're 500.
Yeah, I don't know what would have to happen for them to win that series. I don't know. Because they're going to crush the boards. All the lights just went off on me. I didn't know that was a thing that happened in here.
Oh, Pete.
Yeah, Miami wouldn't beat Boston. Washington wouldn't beat Cleveland. Like, no, I don't know how that would even. I don't think they even get a game.
You don't think the Wizards would get a game off? I think they get a game. That's more so. I less believing in the Cavs than faith in the Wizards, because they've again looked very average, come back to earth ish lately.
The Cavs?
No, the Wizards.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
No, the Cavs stunk lately.
Yeah, everyone in their last 10 games is at worst 6-4, except for Washington and Milwaukee, who are both 5-5.
Awesome. I love a good parody.
And out west, what's going on out there? Minnesota back to the 8 by a half game behind Utah. San Antonio in that 6 spot.
Oh, yeah. Those seeds feel pretty locked in, too. Or the teams, at least, not the, just because, like, Clippers and Nuggets, like, those are the 2 teams needing to do anything, and they've been playing 500 ball.
The Nuggets, I don't know how they win any games, to be quite frank with you.
It's that offense, man.
That defense is, like, the offense is good when it's clicking, don't get me wrong, but the defense never clicks, and, like, that, I don't know how teams don't shoot like 100% against them. I feel like Fultz's first points when he got that wide open layup in a half court set. I feel like that could happen if teams played like more college ball against the Nuggets, and by college ball I mean held the ball until there was like 1 second left on the shot clock. I feel like you'd get an open layup every single time.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't think they've got much like bang for their buck with Millsap, and nobody else on there. Like, Gary Harris is fine, but the rest of their team is really,
and he's been hurt.
Known for locking up, that's what I'm saying. So
Jamal looks,
that off, have you seen their offensive rating though, bro?
Jamal looks so small against Fultz. So small.
he's still growing. Hey.
Fultz, yeah, I know. He's gonna be huge.
Well, that's the first time you're seeing Fultz in like 3 years, so simmer down.
If New Orleans is a game behind Oklahoma City, and they can't catch Portland. Portland feels pretty locked in. They're like 3.5 behind Portland with 7 to go. I don't know what would have to happen for those two teams.
I was like, yeah, if the Portland wins, probably 2. That's the 3 seed is not going to have 50 wins.
They could.
Maybe. The 3 seed in either conference might not have 50 wins.
I mean, the East, that sounds correct.
Well, I'm surprised when the 1 seed has 50. What did y'all have, like 51 last year as the 1 seed?
The worst ever, Withers. Don't forget it.
How could I? Portland feels like they win like 3 of their last 7. That feels like a lot.
But if AD gets into the top 4, is Harden MVP?
He is. I think it's Harden's. It's already on the way to his house. Honestly,
I get it. I understand why, but Anthony Davis has, that team's not good. If Anthony Davis died, that team would not win another game for the next 7 years.
I agree, but how many points did he create?
All of them? I would estimate all of them, because when he's on the court, you have to be very fucking worried about him.
Harden didn't play last night against the Bulls, and they won by fucking 40 points. Right. Very valuable.
I don't get it. That team has a lot, and we were lower on them coming into the season, but once we saw the first month, it was like, oh yeah, this works. They're going to just keep cruising, and they have. If you want to give D'Antoni Coach of the Year, I'm all in on that.
That's Quinn Snyder's award. Don't do this.
7 seed Quinn Snyder hoisting.
A 6 seed Russell Westbrook was MVP.
That's
don't be afraid to dream.
Kind of my point for AD. Like, the second Boogie went down, it was like, oh, yeah, this guy, like, people already didn't have them in the playoffs before the season.
Yeah, he didn't. He would, like, Russ only did it because he got the triple-double.
Right.
AD's having a fantastic season. It's going to be, like, first team all defense, but it's not triple-double. Like, it's not as catchy. And you know the MVP is, what, 40% narrative? If not more.
Westbrook's was 95% narrative, and I'm not saying
I feel like they're all 95%. That's what I was saying, 40% at worst.
And I was fine with Westbrook winning it last year, just because the whole revenge factor against KD. Like, AD didn't have any sort of narrative coming into the season. Like, we had Zach Harper in here. I think I was the only one of the three of us to have them even like as like the 8 or 7 seed.
I think I had him in because I think it's. That's who I pushed Portland out for, I think. Portland was one I was big wrong on.
You were, I forgot you were adjusting to the final. Like, you were adjusting after we had already said them.
Oh, yeah, I had, numbers are still crunching.
But, I mean, if they're the 4 seed, like, Houston, the public had them as the 2 seed, like, all off season, and Oklahoma City was supposed to be, like, the 3 seed. So, I just don't know what he has to do to, like, I guess it's too late.
I think that's what it is, really. Like, if Boogie hadn't gotten, if he had gotten hurt earlier and he did this for, I don't know, 60 games instead of 40 games or whatever, then maybe. But I think that, and Harden's been amazing. It's not just narrative, because he's been legit amazing. That team's clearly been the best in the league, all that. And, like, the narrative of, I think he's finished second, what, twice last year and then a couple years ago. They're like,
so.
This is, yeah, this is his time. I think it's going to be Harden.
I think it's going to be. I just think AD is the correct answer.
I don't know, man. He's so fragile.
He's averaging career high in minutes played, minutes per game, points, field goal percentage, second most field goal attempts, most three.
He's not shooting a three that hot though. What do you want? What can you do with that? Even?
He's shooting league average from three on a career high attempts per game, career high free throw percentage. Rebounds, second highest rebound, most assists per game. Yeah, third most blocks per game. So he stinks actually. The more I'm looking at the numbers,
say, yeah, a fine runner up for MVP. Like Russ is doing basically the same thing, and his team is better. He's not even going to sniff MVP. Because he didn't have the triple double. He might not make all NBA. And he's basically the same exact player as he was last year.
I feel like he's got to
shooting less.
He's got to make all NBA now that every other point guard's died.
I don't know. I feel like if they find a way to put Steph on there, then I think it opens it up for Chris Paul. And if it does, then I think both those two guys will make it. If Steph's going to finish with like 55 games played, which would be too low for me. But if you put him on there and Chris Paul played like 53, they're going to put him on there too. That's two of your six spots right there.
I've been seeing a lot of like Lillard first team, which is probably deserved at this point.
I would say again, with Steph out or not playing that many games, I don't hate it. Like Harden's got one spot on lock. And for the other, I think Lillard's had a better season than Russ, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Better than DeRozan?
My knee jerk is to say yeah.
I would say yeah. Better than Paul?
Yeah.
Better than Kyrie?
Especially when you factor in games played, yeah.
I think that's what it's going to come down. Like, Butler's at 56 games played. I don't know if he's going to make All-NBA.
Right. Like, Kyrie's at 60. So like weird.
He's probably not. He's not playing another regular season game.
Man. I sure fucking hope not.
Yeah, I was gonna say I can't imagine they. So he'd probably be out for my. I think it's that close of a race where it's like, yeah, 60 games, not enough this year.
So yeah, if those three are off, then I feel like that has to open us. And Butler, if that's four, I feel like Westbrook's got to find a way in there. No.
I'm looking right now, Harden. It really depends on what they do with Paul and Curry.
Yeah.
Honestly, because Paul's at 54 games, and he'll probably finish at 60. I guess they got what was it 8-10 games left.
I mean, not if they're sitting everyone against the Bulls.
Let's see, Steph's at 51. Like that's just too few for me.
I agree, but if either of those guys gets in, Kyrie also has to get in. Then
I don't think so. Because I don't think he's been as good as those guys.
He definitely hasn't been as good as Curry.
Okay, if games played don't matter, then first team guards is what, Harden and Curry?
Yeah.
Then second team, Lillard and what, Paul? Like if games don't.
I don't know if Paul's been better than Kyrie in just the games they played.
No, I think I would take Paul over Kyrie.
He's doing a lot less.
Is he?
Like, Kyrie was our offense when he was out there. Like, when he was off the court, it was just, well, we're not going to score until he's back in.
Well, Chris Paul plays defense, though.
Does he?
Better than Kyrie.
It's getting closer.
I'm closer than it was, sure.
Yeah, definitely.
But, like, he averages more rebounds, more assists, he's a better defender, and they're both really good shooters.
I don't
Paul shoots better from the field, gets to the line more. I would take Paul, if injuries didn't matter. I would take Paul over Kyrie.
Paul's always shot better because he's very selective about the shots he takes. He's kind of like Kevin Durant in the way we were talking about him the other day.
Right, I think that's part of being a really good shooter, which Chris Paul is. I mean, they're both really good shooters.
Right, if Kyrie got to like sit back and be in that situation, I think he'd do just fine.
Yeah, I'd argue he won a ring doing it. But he didn't want to do that.
And as Christopher, checkmate.
Is it as who?
Has Christopher done that?
Oh, no, he's never won anything.
Correct.
Don't be silly.
Correct. Check and mate.
Kyrie ain't making no All-NBA.
I'm going to be furious if Chris Paul does then. Kyrie, I understand.
Chris Paul's had a better season than Kyrie.
He's been on a better team.
I agree with both those. I think both those things are true.
And he went 500 against Kyrie, so that was big of him.
Congrats. I mean, what do you want?
I don't know. If Harden's supposed to be the MVP and you're telling me Chris Paul's been that good, I don't see how he wins MVP.
I don't disagree because, again, I still might give my vote to Anthony Davis, but Harden's going to win it. They're that much better than everybody else. Like, they've got 60 wins. Nobody else is going to get close to 60. So as a team, they've been that much better. Like, if they were still in the 2-3 seed with everybody else, like, maybe they haven't been that good. But
definitely.
They have.
No, I agree. I think their team's been incredible. And as we said the other day, too, neither of us expect them to get to the finals.
Correct.
So are they...
What does Kyrie do better than – he's better shooting threes. That's it. What else does Kyrie do better than Chris Paul this year?
Score points. Is Chris Paul averaging like 26 and I just don't know about it?
He's averaging 19, but he should – 19 on 14 shots.
Right. And what's Kyrie's Kyrie?
24 on 18 shots.
Yeah. I think if Chris Paul had to take like 20 shots a game, he would not be shooting higher percentages.
I feel like they'd still be really good, and then Chris Paul's better everywhere else.
He's a better defender. I have no doubt about that. I don't know, like you've made fun of point guard rebounding for a long time, so for you to even bring it up is preposterous.
The only reason I bring it up is because he's got him by 2 boards. Yeah, that's kind of a lot.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's for the smaller person to have somebody by 2 boards. He's a better passer.
Smaller feels like a stretch.
Chris Paul's not smaller than Kyrie. Chris Paul's the smallest person alive.
He's shorter. I don't know if he's smaller. He probably weighs more.
Than Kyrie? Nah.
Chris Paul's fucking burly as hell. He always has been one of the big things about him. That's why he's been a good defender.
Yeah, he's 5'8", though. Chris Paul, they've got him at 175, which for a 5'9 human sounds about right. Kyrie's at 6'3", 193. That sounds right.
Looking at those
Kyrie's
two.
Kyrie's not a small person.
I agree he's not, but like when I look at those two human beings, Kyrie looks like a thin guy and Chris Paul does not. We talk about this with LeBron. I don't know if we know how big any of these guys are. Like, you think Chris Paul stepped on a scale in front of someone and they wrote it down before this season?
Probably. Like white? No, I don't know. I feel like Chris, he doesn't. He looks bigger to me, but there go the lights.
There go the lights. That's...
I don't know, he feels like he's got a little belly now. I think he's bigger. I don't know if it's in shape bigger, but he's smaller than Kyrie.
But he was always more muscular than Kyrie, too.
Is that saying a whole lot? Like, Kyrie's not, like, he's in fine shape. Kyrie's not like Mr. Jack.
I agree. But that, like, muscle, I don't know if you ever heard this, Tyler. Muscle weighs more than fat.
Impossible.
I don't know. I think if Chris Paul, especially with the injuries, have been on the Celtics this year, where. Just not as good.
I think if you put Kyrie with the Rockets, I don't think they're as good either.
No, but I don't know if they'd be, like, substantially worse.
I don't think y'all would be substantially worse. I think y'all still be a top 3 seed. Or top, how many games are you up? Cleveland's 10.5, but I think y'all still be a top 2 seed. I think y'all be exactly where you are, honestly.
You'd think we'd have 51 wins?
I think you'd be a 2 seed, however many wins it would take. I think y'all be a 2 seed.
I don't know. Just like when Kyrie...
Chris Paul's a better passer. He would get everybody...
Passing to who?
Anybody. Chris Paul's been passing to nobodies for years.
That's also not true. Chris Paul thrives...
Reggie Bullock?
Chris Paul thrives off throwing lobs to big men who leap. I used to use this argument when I'd argue Rondo against him. And... We don't have that now in Boston. In fact, every time we throw a lob, one of those guys ends up dying. So I would argue we would have no players left on the Celtics if Chris Paul were here.
I'd argue that you need somebody that can actually throw lobs and not get your starting small forward hurt. unlike Kyrie Irving.
That was not the best play. That was, I don't know what.
Chris Paul's never made that play.
I don't know. Blake's not the epitome of health.
He sure wasn't. They played better without him, too, so he can work fine.
I don't know. I don't know if he would have been able to, like, has he ever had a, like, a, like, D'Antoni has his system, and he's fit well in that system, but when it's come to, like, mm-hmm. coaching, him and Doc used to go back and forth. He obviously just dominated Byron Scott, because who doesn't? But, like, mm-hmm. has he ever shown, like, a propensity to run, like, a, I don't even know how to word this, like, be with a coach and, like, run with it? I don't know.
I think he's doing it now. If it's like a coach or a system he can respect, like if he knows you know you, like I feel like that's why Chris Paul snaps at everybody, because he knows his shit and he thinks you don't know yours. And I think he works with D'Antoni. It's like, okay, you invented this shit. You know your shit. So if he knows Stevens is good enough, I don't think they'd have any issue.
Yeah, and he has been able to defer to Harden when he's needed to this year, which is something I
Yeah, I think he's at that point where he's like, okay, like I'm ready. I can give up the reins. My way wasn't working.
Right, but there's, like, to defer to Harden, there isn't that player in Boston.
I agree. Well, it probably should be. Like, I think he'd play off Hayward great. Now,
he could.
Again, if Hayward was there, he'd never get tired because Paul doesn't throw a shitty oop.
I don't know. Even if Hayward, like, dunks that, I think he still fucks up his leg. Like, that was a terrible drawn-up play that Cleveland saw coming a mile away.
Maybe Chris Paul wouldn't listen. Whoever drove that shitty play. But no, yeah, I think y'all would be a 2-seed. I think y'all would be exactly where you are right now. A 2-seed with no hope of getting to the finals.
I remain like unsure.
Same exact way.
I remain unsold. I do think he'd play well with Hayward, though, for everything else that was said. I do think him and Hayward would get along swimmingly, because I think Hayward's a natural. I'm going to defer.
Yeah, I think he and Marcus Smart would be like, hey, Marcus, go do that shit I used to do. It's our ball.
See, I don't know if Marcus listens. He just does that on his own. I don't know if he's ever listened to anyone.
Unsignable. Defending Chris Paul. Yuck. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, that was a disgusting display. I can't believe
I didn't believe
how long he did it for.
No. I want to talk about something.
Yeah?
I'm still on Dragon Bender. I'm still on board.
He looked real bad the other night.
He looks real bad a lot. It's true. But within the real bad, he does some really good things, though.
You talking about defensively and passing?
That, and shooting. Like, he's hitting 38% of his corner threes this year.
He didn't the other night.
That means he was on fire the night before.
He must have been, because he had many a wide open look, and I think he hit one of them.
It happens. He's also played every single game this year, which is impressive to me. One, as a big. Two, as a guy. Like, he's too much younger than Ingram, and everybody talks about how young Ingram is.
It's true.
He's been passing the ball. Like, he's had, like, multiple six-assist games over the past month. I still think he's playing out of position. Like, I still think he should be a center. And I checked his rim protection numbers. He's at 58%. Which, is, like, for reference, Capella's at 57. Embiid's at 50. Steven Adams is at 62, and he's at 58. Jeez. So he's, pretty well. I looked up another. Jokic is at 67, which is, like, very, very bad. Very bad.
Yep, that's 20 more points per 100 attempts against Jokic than Bender, so I'll give him the check there.
But his offensive rating, man. Now, Towns was 61, 80, 53. Porzingis was 49. And, yeah, Bender's at 58. And, again, he's 20. Like, I still see the vision. He getting to the line more, shooting more. But now I wonder, like, if they get the number one pick, I don't know. I guess they just keep Ayton in Arizona.
You don't think Doncic would be perfect for them specifically?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they still see the vision on Bender, like, I think Ayton will be better than Bender. But if I can have Bender and another piece, then maybe it outweighs it. And Doncic would be perfect for them. But I don't know. I feel like the Arizona thing would tie into it. Like, they want to keep him there, sell some tickets, went to college there.
Is that really, like, that sells tickets for, what, a few months?
I don't know. I feel like I've heard the argument forever. I don't know if I've ever seen anything showing that it, like, I know Charlotte couldn't sell tickets. They drafted, like, all of North Carolina's team.
Right.
And they were last.
Sean May. Like,
The thing is, he's really good. Like, he wouldn't be, like, drafting an Arizona guy for an Arizona guy. He's the number one guy who happens to go to Arizona.
I agree with that. But I don't know. Doncic with, like, Josh Jackson's looked really good pretty much all, like, this calendar year.
Yeah. And that's enough. Like, I feel like Doncic would definitely eat into some of that.
Right.
Because Josh, like, he hasn't been able to do it much, but... Like, in his element, he can handle the ball a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you'd be taking the ball out of somebody's hand. That's why I didn't know if they go Doncic. Because, again, Josh Jackson is untradeable.
But if you're looking at, like, Jackson, Chris Bender, I said Jackson, Doncic, Chris Bender, Booker. That's a pretty solid five, and they're all... Other than Jackson, all like 21 and younger.
I still don't know about Chris.
No, but if he's your fifth best starter, and he's already still this young, I don't know if that's the worst guy to have around.
Oh no, I'm not saying I'd give up on him. I don't know. Like, of course, it all depends where they pick because they're projected to pick first. With the Suns' luck, I don't think they'll ever pick first. They're gonna end up with like the seventh pick somehow. Like, we should have picked five at worst. Silver's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I still think Trae Young would be good there.
Yeah, I could see that. But I think they would have to be picking seventh to take Trae Young at this point.
Oh, no. Yeah, of course, depending on how it shakes out. But I haven't given up on Bender yet.
Yeah,
if they get them both, I do think they would have to trade Bender because I just don't think he's a four.
Get who both?
If the Suns get... like number one pick, and they do end up going Aiden. Like, I like Bender, but I don't know if I like him enough to just pass straight up on a talent like that for him.
Well, I guess you don't think they could play together at all.
I feel like we hear it and then never see it. Like, I remember like Nerlens and Embiid were supposed to play together, and I don't know. I feel like I'm trying to think of an example like where it has happened outside of Orlando.
But Nerlens,
nine centers.
Nerlens also, like, especially then, was just like a zero on offense. Like, you're not going to give him the ball and be like, all right, hit this 18-footer.
Mm.
Whereas Ayton and Bender can kind of both play inside and out, and Ayton's weakness is kind of defending the rim, which is Bender's strength. So I think offensively it could work, and on defense you just have Bender play the five and hope Ayton has, like, a good matchup against a four.
I was going to say, that's only if you're not playing against a four that can kill you or somebody that he'd have to, like, chase around, then, yeah, maybe. And then you probably wouldn't be doing it for 35 minutes a night either way.
Right.
But, yeah, you could probably get away with it. But it's like Miles Turner and Sabonis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still young, but I know when they were playing together, it just wasn't work. So it's like, do you, like, ride it out, hope they get better? Do you try to flip one of these guys where they still have some value? Like, what do you do?
I think Phoenix is in a position where they shouldn't be trying to draft for, like, roster fit because they're really bad.
No, it's true. They need everything but a light-skinned shooting guard.
But, yeah, I'm looking at Bender from the other night. He went – I thought I only remembered one. I was correct. He was 1-for-6 from three, and I'm pretty sure they were all from the corner.
That means he's killing it in the other game.
A smooth 3-10 game, but he did have 2 blocks and a steal. No assist, which was shocking because I feel like I thought I saw him throw a lob to Josh Jackson, but I clearly did not.
He might have threw it. Nobody said anything about catching it.
Ulis balled out.
Good. I'm worried about him.
Speaking of the draft, though, how do you feel now about Marvin Bagley?
He's shooting up my board. That's the Marvin I knew all along. That's the Marvin I knew was deep down in there.
I didn't realize his living situation had been so dire to, like, his parents, like, couldn't get jobs and like were almost homeless.
He's from like South Central LA, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, the South Central LA is not all people without homes, though. Like, I get it's not the best living situation, but people have homes.
Not the Bagleys. Not anymore. I'm glad that's water under the bridge.
If he doesn't already have an agent that's fronted him like $500,000, he's got the wrong agent.
Minimum.
And a watch.
Did you know he played high school with Aiden? I did not know that.
Like the same school?
Yeah. In Phoenix, Arizona, during that sophomore year, he was teammates with DeAndre Ayton at Corona del Sol High School in Tempe, Arizona. Holy smoke.
Fucking horrifying.
Jesus Christ. A 14-year-old Bagley and 15-year-old Ayton. Jesus Christ. But yes, go on.
Yeah, that sounds truly horrifying.
Why did that – oh, God. Like, as the coach, how are you like, guys, I'll do whatever to keep you guys here three more – like, say what you want. My wife, my car, my house, my kids.
Yeah, I don't know. The high school basketball has to be impossible when you're dealing with, like, true top-flight recruits.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Because even, like, Shabazz Napier, like, he was bouncing around in like, Massachusetts. Like, and Shabazz was no – I love Shabazz. He was no Marvin Bagley or DeAndre Ayton.
Right. Oh, yeah, man. They make up, like – They made up like an entire school to get Scal classified to play ball, man. This shit is serious business.
But yeah, Bagley doing the right thing by breaking the rules so his family could like I was shocked because they got like the mansion for free, I'm guessing, from Nike, and then they were getting like $44,000 a year. Did I read that right?
No, I said I thought the $44,000 was that was like their income before, like their household income before. Let me see.
Oh yeah, went from family income of $44,000 to living in $750,000 mansion.
Good.
And what was the biggest thing to me? I feel like this only happens with Adidas. So the fact that it was Nike, or at least get it caught, I'm sure Nike's been doing this for quite some time, but Adidas is always the ones who get caught. So for Nike to be all in on this kid from what, when he was like a sophomore?
Oh, yeah.
That feels like to me, like if Adidas had been doing this, like, yeah, they get plenty of swings and misses. They just need to hope they hit with someone.
Right, yeah. It's worth striking out for them if they can hit that home run.
Right, Nike doesn't need to do that. So the fact that they were all in on Bagley from that age makes me feel like, oh yeah, this guy is actually the generational guy we've been sold that bill of goods on.
Yeah, I do like the decision making. Like, nah, like y'all still taking bags for y'all's pet? Nah, we taking mansions. y'all took $100,000 bag. That's real cute, DeAndre. The Wire, bet my family got a house.
Not even a house, like the biggest lavish type of house that we
lavish.
There's a different word for house in this tax bracket.
It's so extravagant.
My parents didn't even know how to swim, but they're in the pool every day.
Yeah, what can you do?
We're supposed to not swim in the pool, like pores? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm supposed to stay poor? Are you kidding me?
So stories like that, I feel like there's. Well, I know there's a huge portion of people that just, oh, how could they? And they start judging these kids. Me, it puts a big fucking smile on. Like, nothing's going to happen. What, like, am I going to pay it back? Like, no, that's not going to happen. Like, nothing happens here.
No. Like, dude's already lost. Like, they're not going to fake take away a championship.
Right.
Bagley's going to be making millions next year, and his family will never not live in a mansion again. All's well that ends well.
The more these stories come out, the more the NCAA should feel ashamed. I know they don't, but
of course not.
They should.
Incapable of feeling ashamed. I'm also interested to see Jeff Capel, Coach K's right-hand man, just took the job at Pittsburgh. I'm interested to see how that affects Duke's recruiting because he was really like the one-and-done guy. He was the one pulling the strings.
Right.
So I don't know if like Pittsburgh might just start becoming a powerhouse out of nowhere. Like I have no idea. Zion might be like, yeah, I'm going to Pittsburgh now. I don't know, but because there was some talk that he was going to take over Duke, so he must have known something to where he was like, I should take this now instead of waiting for whatever, might not come.
Or the thing he knew was like Coach K was going to stay a while and he's going to be at Pittsburgh for a few years and still end up at Duke type deal.
True.
But the
he was fired before. He was, I don't know if it was him, but he was involved in some shady business, Jeff Capel was, so.
Fine with it.
Yeah, I was going to say more than fine with it. And clearly Pittsburgh is too. They're trying to win.
The Northeast has plenty of talent to go get, and it used to just like kind of all siphoned to UConn. But UConn hasn't been about shit since Shabazz was there.
It's clearly a lemon. Maryland, God knows Maryland is shit in the bed with all the talent that comes out of that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time. Yeah, that whole DMV, I feel like. Every once in a while, it's like which region, if regional drafts came back, which region would have like the best teams? And it's like always L.A. But that DMV squad would be something serious.
Also, it had to be in that mix. I got to put on my recruiting hat now. After I finish recording, I'm going to eat dinner with Montgomery's family on behalf of Georgia State, and also Kentucky, whichever one you prefer.
Yeah. It's like, look, we'd love you at Georgia State, but I personally would prefer if you went to Kentucky.
So where should I go? At both? I don't know. You do a semester at EAT?
You're an adult. How about you start making some decisions?
Yeah. What's with the Inquisition, EJ?
I like your tone, sir.
Beat it. Like, you're in my house. You heard me.
Scram. This kid, what, you guys got Quickly coming in next year. Who else?
Quickly's coming in. Tyler Harrow, the shooter. Supposed to have like, Jamal Baker.
Ryan Harrow?
No, yes. his younger, whiter brother. Was it Jamal Baker, who was supposed to be, who redshirted this year because he was hurt. We got somebody, Seldon, who I didn't read the article. His main quote, he was like, I just want to dominate and kill everybody this year. And I was like, I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Tough to hate.
Yeah, no, I love that quite a bit. Let me see, who else do we have? We got it. We're getting bottom barrel guys now that Coach K is dropping the bag. We gotta reevaluate.
Yeah, Duke saw what Kentucky was doing. They let it slide for like 5 years. They're like, all right, enough's enough.
Yeah, but I thought this was a trend.
We have money too. All right, it's time we start using it.
Keldon Johnson.
Okay,
that's the guy that said he was gonna kill everybody. And then EJ Montgomery still undecided. I bet he goes to North Carolina. I think his final three are Duke, Carolina, and Kentucky.
Where does he rank for prospects?
He's 11th overall.
Okay. He's a big man?
He's a power forward, but he's 6'10 and weighs 200 pounds.
Okay.
number 3 power forward, best prospect in Georgia, number 12 rank. And his top 5 are Duke, Clemson, Kentucky, North Carolina, Auburn. And I just, like, Duke's top, not only do they have the top 3, they're all 3 wings. Stop doing things. Please. Please stop.
You got the only computer that still has autoplay ads turned on.
I have no idea how to change it. He's not going to Duke. I don't know if Cal got the fastball to get him there, and it just seems like Carolina's just ripe for another young career to ruin. Seventh Woods is about to graduate now, isn't
Jesus
he?
Jesus Christ. Seventh Woods.
That poor kid.
He might have to take over that like all-time highlight reel guy, hoop mixtape guy that just you feel bad for him.
Man, I wonder if he just went anywhere else.
I mean,
and that's not even a Kentucky endorsement. I'm just saying, like, literally, just like somewhere where he could, like, even a smaller program where he could actually get some like run.
He committed to UNC when he was like 15, didn't he?
Oh yeah, he took the bag as soon as it was offered. Maybe he knew. He's like, I'm not good, y'all.
I just got a fire name.
Think. Yeah, I got a fire name, and my brother's nice with a camera and an editor.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah.
I feel like UNC always has someone tall who I'm like mildly interested in. Like last year, Tony Bradley, I was like, all right, he wasn't good this year, but I could kind of see, and he's getting out quick, which I appreciate. So maybe he's got the right head on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
But and I don't know his name, but there was someone on their team this year who I think was also a freshman who was at least just very tall. And I was like, all right, they were able to get to North Carolina. I'm sure they were somewhat of a high prospect. Like, if this guy comes out, like, maybe you can build something on there. But you're right, I haven't watched North Carolina to see who's coming up next since, like, Rashad McCants.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they've just completely changed their style. And, I mean, it's working for them at the college ranks. So, not knocking it, but, man, I don't know. Like, Seventh Woods could be at Butler right now, like, tearing it up.
Oh, man. It's not, you hate to see it.
You really do. And then, wait a minute, did Bol Bol be recruited, didn't he?
Out of Oregon?
Somebody just, like, opened back up their recruiting. Not Bol Bol. Somebody else did. Like a...
Was it Shaq's son?
Yeah.
He went to UCLA, right?
Did he? Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, I thought he might come here. Damn.
I'm very interested to see Shaq's son just over the next, like, 5 years.
I'm just amazed that, I don't know, Shaq has a son that's just his age. That's my like, really, I'm old movement.
Oh, well, there's...
From Arizona. That's right. He left Arizona.
Right, because, yeah, all the shit hit the fan. Shaq's like, I'm already rich. We didn't need a bag for this. Of course, we took one, but we didn't need it.
Yeah, no, because of course I've got enough money to cover any legal fees that should rise.
Shaq's got enough money. I bet he's a Bespoke Post kind of guy.
Of course.
Bespoke Post is a subscription club that offers monthly themed boxes. I can see Shaq being a big themed box guy.
Shaq loves a good themed box.
Curated from unique and upcoming brands around the world.
His would be like basketball, getting the first joke. Getting the last joke, getting all the jokes in between, and TV commentary. They cover all the bases.
Wide variety of box themes, style, grooming, cooking, drinking, travel. They cover all the bases.
Heck yeah.
No commitments. They tell you what box you're assigned on the first of each month, and you have 5 days to keep it, switch it, or skip it. So even if you're not like a check my email every day kind of guy, if you're just like a once a week kind of guy, You'll be able to catch, like, oh, the Bespoke Post came through. Let me see what they got this month. Oh, heck yeah, I need this. Smash that deliver to my home button.
Oh, yeah. And for Kevin Love, they've even got Primo Box. And, yes, they do deliver, Kev.
Poor guy got his tooth just, like, knocked out of his face last night.
You're talking about a guy that can't. Kevin Love is Charlie Brown.
I want to feel bad for him, and like the depression shit's a different issue. Like, I do feel bad for everyone going through that, but just the rest of his life, it is. He's constantly, he's just got a rain cloud over him at all times.
He and LeBron are, it's like Hancock and that white woman that was in Hancock, one of the four movies I've seen.
The one he blasted to the side of that trailer?
Yeah, like they've got to, the closer they are together, they're more human. He and LeBron have to live on opposite sides of the world.
Visit bespokepost.com. Answer a few short questions that will help them gauge your interests and get a.
And then turn you into Hancock.
Wouldn't be the worst.
Yeah. Like, would you like to be a superhero? Yes or no?
Eh.
Power would take all.
Did you see that superhero bracket too?
I did.
First of all, like half the people on there weren't even heroes. They were like mostly bad guys.
I'll say that not a lot of them wear that damn super.
Yeah, Batman versus Colossus was a first round matchup, and Colossus is literally just a giant metal human being. Don't know what his plan for that would be, but I'm sure it wouldn't go well.
You don't have enough time to prep, man. We playing Thursday winners on Saturday and Friday winners on Sunday. You know. Ain't no 6 months, Batman Saban.
Yeah, the quick turnaround. You have to prepare for at least three guys going into that first weekend because you don't know who's going to come out of that other bracket. So you can't not prepare for both. And the first guy still, I don't know. It wouldn't go well for Bats.
He out of here like the Cavaliers, man.
Also, that seating was terrible, as most of these. Only our pals over at Lights, Camera, Podcast got the Disney bracket close to correct. But the superhero one, I had Jean Grey winning the whole thing. And if I think a lot of people would sleep on Jean Grey. Don't do it. She'll just emulsify you real quick.
I was like, I don't know who half these are. I was like, this would be fruit. I'm just going to pick Black Panther to win anyway. What are we doing?
I hate to break it to you, the wrong pick, but it's your...
I don't even know who he played in the first round, man.
No, he got out of his first round matchup, but then he plays literally the Angel of Death in the second round, and there's not much you can do there.
I was going to say, yeah, it's kind of out of your hands. He had a good run.
Yeah, that's just... That's the committee's fault more than its own.
Mm-hmm. Politic.
But yeah, I do love... Like, even Bob Fox, it's like, you know, like, Batman's got all these resources, and then Black Panther just has more of them. And he can also fight as well, and he also has vibranium. So I don't know what Batman's about to be doing here that makes people think that would be a win, but he wouldn't.
Batman's vibranium is white privilege. That's the only thing he's got on Black Panther. That's it.
To be fair, it's a big get.
Oh, huge. A huge get.
Almost as huge as Bespoke Post. Each subscription box goes for only $45 with more than $70 worth of goods inside. But that's not all. To receive 20% off your first subscription box, go to bespokepost.com, enter promo code MIXTAPE at checkout. That's 20% off your first box. So that's, I don't know, like $20 total you're paying here? Somewhere sure. Around there?
Yeah. And change, yeah.
That's 20% off your first box at bespokepost.com. Promo code MIXTAPE, Bespoke Post, themes boxes for guys that give a damn. We don't usually like to swear, but for Bespoke Post, we will.
I'll do anything for Bespoke Post. No questions asked.
And also, for our oldest pals, these were our first ad, right?
Correct.
The club, the Dollar Shave Club.
Our bottom bees.
DollarShaveClub.com. They deliver everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. Dollar Shave Club is more than just razors, you buffoon at home.
Smelling your best, really underrated.
Very underrated.
Like, I'd probably rather feel, I don't know, I might rather smell good than feel good.
Well,
like, I feel awful inside, but I smell like a million bucks.
I think the way to look at it is to look at the bad part of it. Like, you, if you smell bad, that ruins not only your own time, but everyone else you come in contact with. If you feel bad, you can at least, like, fake it. No one needs to know about it.
Don't I know it? Hey.
Dollar Shave Club is better than shopping at a store. And as...
Heck yeah. And like, in the ad right there, I agree.
Shopping at a store. I went to a mall, like, a month and a half ago for the first time in, I don't know, a decade. And it was like
where'd you go? Like 1982? Where were you?
Well, I wanted to get this Apple Watch, and I didn't want to like order it and like have to be like, oh, you have to sign for the delivery and like, that whole rigmarole.
Sure.
And it was one like a few train stops down, so I was like, yeah, it's Sunday. I got some time. Went there. It like there were first of all way more people in there than I anticipated. Like I thought it was going to be like me and like those guys in the middle of like the kiosks. Like that was it. Like.
Are you kidding? Malls are jumping with talent.
Listen.
And people too.
Yeah. I was aghast at how many people still are like, yeah, no, it's mall time. Like, I was shocked.
Yeah. A little Sunday afternoon drive to the mall with the fam.
But buying it online, Dollar Shave Club, you don't have to shave for the package. They leave it there. They're a trustworthy bunch. Signing for packages is like I don't even know why it's an option. Like, just leave it at FedEx. I'll come get it. Like, that's the only time I'm going to be able to. Like, why even have these first two attempts charade?
I don't even get it. Like, I could see if they had you, like, show your ID and then sign for it. I could sign. Like, what do you. Okay. Yeah, somebody picked it up. I can't read that Scrabble.
Yeah. They do the thing where they ask for, like, what's your name? It's not like it doesn't have to match up with the name on the package. They just. And that guy's not going to remember, especially my shitty long last name. Like, this guy's got, like, 20 other packages. Like, the building next door he just dropped off that had signatures. Like, well, how's he going to remember my last name?
You never know. Better safe than sorry.
One guy was like, what's the last name? Michael? I was like, yeah. It isn't, But if that's what he heard. Close so up.
Yeah. That, if that's what will speed this along, then yes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers to you everything you need to look, smell, and feel your best. Shampoo, body wash, toothpaste, you know. And, of course, the best razors I've ever used. I get an amazing high-quality shave every – it says morning. I don't have to shave every morning. My hair doesn't grow in that area of or anywhere on my human that fast, but a couple times a week.
Hmm. More than fair.
Are you an everyday shaver?
No. It would eat my neck alive. Heavens no.
I knew, like, there were kids in my school, like, from, like, sixth grade, they were just, like, daily shavers. That sounds torturous.
Oh, we used to have a kid. He would legit shave in the morning, have stubble by lunch. It was unreal. I'm still jealous of that.
I don't know if it feels, like, very gift and a curse-ish. Like, yeah, you could have a Rick Ross beard by dinner if you so wanted. But if you play for the Yankees, like, you just got to burn your face off.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
Be the true hero of any morning routine in their doctor. Yeah, I was like, what the hell? I think I said a minor stroke. But the true hero of any morning routine is their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter. It helps the razor gently glide across your skin. You have to experience it.
Oh, I did. I enjoyed it.
It does make shaving much better. Like we're going to break outside the ad, but still do the ad. It is much better than the alternatives.
Correct.
Another must-have experience is how Dollar Shave Club delivers everything to you. That is pretty good.
I do like that.
That means no more trips to the store, wandering the aisles, hunting for razors, shampoo, toothpaste, then having to play at being a cashier, scanning and bagging your own stuff. I disagree with him there. I'd much rather do that than have a human do it.
I was like, yeah, please don't make me interact with another human being.
I was at a convenience store the other day getting just like Fiji water or something. And someone walked up to the cashier next to me and was like, is this toothbrush soft? And I was like, why do you think they would know? Like,
you are not dentist?
I've been had.
This isn't the dentist store on 73rd?
For a mind-blowing experience, join Dollar Shave Club today. And for just $5 with free shipping, you'll get the six-blade body... Nope. What is happening? Six-blade executive razor, plus trial sizes of shave butter, body cleanser, and one-wipe Charlie's butt wipes.
They're looking for them Charlie's, DSC. What's happening? My address is still on file. I'm certain of it.
Then keep the blades coming for a few more bucks... For a few bucks more a month. Reading's been a bear.
Is everything
today.
All right over there?
I don't know. I really don't know. If I just drop, no one's ever going to know. You're just going to be yelling underwater. Get yours at dollarshaveclub.com/tape. That's dollarshaveclub.com/TAPE. How about you read this last one, since I clearly cannot.
All right. Watch me fuck it up even worse. I can't read it all.
Bleep, blurp, 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 bloop.
Flim, flam. Introduction. Spring is right around the corner, and MVMT, pronounced movement, is dropping all new sunglasses to get you ready for the warmer weather. Talk about the individual styles and events you have coming up that you want to look good in shades for, Coley. Spring break, summer vacations, Coachella, beach, etc. Are you going to etc.?
Most likely that's the one I'll be attending out of all those options. I'll tell you what, though, a good pair of shades on the train so you can see everyone but they don't know who you're looking at is a must-have move if you have to take a train every single day.
See, I've never been much of a shades person, and I'm thinking it's time to get into them. I don't keep up with them. I don't wear them enough. And I also feel like it's one of, like, once you put on chapstick, you have to keep putting it on forever.
Yep.
And once you put on, like, wear sunglasses, you have to wear them outside forever.
I used to be very anti-sunglasses. Like, everyone else, like, I just have a hat on. Like, that's good enough. But right. once I made the switch, I was like, oh, I was just very wrong for many years. I think you'll appreciate the addition.
Honestly, they do make you look cool.
They do.
I bet here, like, without sunglasses, just wild ugly.
Yeah, they take up, like, half your face. So, like, you could look like anything.
Man, hat and a glass, man, I could be anybody.
Hat, glasses, goatee. Like, I got a lot of facial accessories. Shout out Mitch Hedberg.
I'm literally any black man ever. We just got our go-to shades for it all. The guys at Movement don't just make great watches. They also make awesome sunglasses and just release a ton of new styles.
They did.
Here's some thought starters. Here's my problem with suns. Oh, they wrote like a rant for me. I'm going to read it.
You already did it.
It's going to be everything. I'm a son of a bitch. Here's my problem with sunglasses. I got all these cheap pairs that look terrible. But every time I buy a $200 pair, because Whiskers likes to flex, I feel like I got ripped off. Well, our friends at Movement, yeah, the watch guys, they kind of felt the same way. So they thought, screw it. That's what they thought. It's in quote. That's exactly what they thought. How about we make quality, trendy sunglasses at a fair price? And these things aren't plastic. They're a word I cannot read. Acetate? I don't know.
Yeah, that's correct. You crushed it. Okay. Nope, you got it right the first time. You got further, straying further away from the light every day.
Acetate. You can get them polarized, and they start at just $70. That's not bad for a good pair of shades.
Oh, no. That's I mean, this is Movement here, Tyler. They cut out the middleman, you see.
Thank heavens. Fuck that guy. Talk about your personal. What's the last new pair of Movement glasses you got, McMahon? Which style did you get?
I got me a polarized pair. They have some of like the round circle ones that like Quavo's been wearing for a few years. I don't have the cheekbones to pull those off.
I'll just say those are, if you can pull them off, those are such a good look. I just ain't got it.
I just knew I couldn't, so I went with more of like the standard I'm trying to describe them without saying any other brands.
Careful.
Like the Men in Black joints.
Yeah.
Those kind.
That's yeah, you can't go wrong with those.
No. What about you?
Me? Man. I just ordered a pair fresh off the Movement website. I like the Bombers.
Ooh.
Yeah. I like that that silver reflection.
Mm-hmm.
With the rose gold frames.
Ooh. It's going to be a hot summer for Withers.
I'm a bad bitch, and this time everybody knows.
Plus, you got the watch, too, already. I mean.
You see it.
You're going to be beating them off. Movement should start selling sticks to beat off all these hussies.
Hey, let me finish the ad. Don't step on the don't step on the ending. These are high-quality premium acetate frames. No cheap plastic here. You got to see these. They have lots of styles to choose from. Classy. Trendy, round, aviator, mirrored, polarized for him and for her.
Of course. All inclusive at MVMT. I was gonna say,
anybody can wear our glasses. You're sure to find the perfect pair. This is the call to action, which I must by law read. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/mixtape. You know MVMT for how they've revolutionized the watch industry. Now it's time to check out their sunglasses. Go to MVMT.com/mixtape. Join the movement.
Now, Withers, I know you've been lost from the MLB for a few years now.
It's true.
But there is one player who I know you very much enjoyed who has recently been inducted into the Hall of Fame, one Vladimir Guerrero.
My baby boy.
Well, I don't know if you've seen. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is here.
I saw that, and they let him wear his pop's number.
Well, it's a different team entirely, so yeah, they didn't have much say in the matter.
I don't know. Vlad was like, yo, don't let him wear my number. You going to tell him no? You going to not listen to Vladimir Guerrero?
Definitely not.
That's what I'm saying. So, under team, let him wear that number. Yes, I'm listening.
I think you have to be, he's not going to start the season because he's like 14 years old. With the major league club, but I feel like if there's anyone who's going to get you back into baseball by any means, it's going to be Vlad Jr. because it's based on that one swing, it's the exact same player.
I'm ecstatic. What position does he outfield to? What's he play?
I think he plays third, weirdly enough.
Oh, he's 19 too?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'd draft him first in my heart.
I saw that last night, and I was like, oh, yeah, this... Because, like, there was potentially going to be a whole generation of kids out there who would have no idea what Vladimir Guerrero, like, was to watch. And now, luckily, we've dodged that bullet.
I hope he's the same exact person now. So, like, how did the... Do you know how the advanced numbers feel about Vlad seeing... Like, I can't... I feel like they would either love him or hate him.
Well, like, I know his, like, on-base percentage was still respectable, even though he swung at every single pitch.
Right.
But I don't know where... I mean, he was in the Hall of Fame, and I know enough of those voters, like, he used those kind of metrics, so I can't imagine they're terrible.
I would hope not. That guy's legit one of the more unique players.
Definitely.
That I've ever seen. Like, in a game where it's... I don't know, you're watching nine people do a whole lot of standing around. For one person to stand out even more, it's like means something. And he was one of the few that did stand out.
Yeah, I was trying to describe Vlad's power last night because there have been plenty of power hitters. Like, Adam Dunn's a power hitter, but there have been plenty of Adam Dunn's. There's been one Vlad, and we make the crack of the bat joke a lot, but it was like, no. If you tried to just like underhand roll the ball to home plate, like he could hit that out.
No question. And like, he threw it over the top of the net. Guerrero still swing. Oh, that's going. That's a long fly ball.
He was truly a one of one until now. Now there's another one, and it just happens to be his kin. And even though it's a division like quote unquote rival, I'm ecstatic that. And that's the thing. Vlad Guerrero Jr. wasn't like a draft pick. He was available for anyone to sign. I don't know how that was, and what couldn't really be a bidding war because of like international rules.
Mm.
But I just don't know how every team wasn't like, yeah, we'll give you the maximum amount we can, like, because even if it doesn't work out, like international prospects don't work out all the time, so it doesn't really matter. Right. This guy's Vlad Guerrero Jr. Like he could just be Vlad Guerrero.
So is he starting the season in the pros?
No, because he's 19.
I mean, but that's not why he's not starting, right?
That's definitely because, like, they're trying to get that the way, like, baseball contracts work. Like, they just want this guy to be cheap as hell when he's, like, 27.
Right. Yeah, so get good until you're, like, 22 on our on your time.
Right.
And come really good for cheap on our time.
So, like, I don't know when he turns 20. Like, maybe we see him at the end of this year. Because in spring training, I think Jared told me he hit, like, 530.
He's March. I was like, so he just turned 19. So he's really young. Jesus.
So, yeah, I don't know when we're going to see him actually play for Toronto, but I'll be sure to alert you when that comes because this kid, like I said, he's just Vlad Guerrero all over again. I hope he doesn't have a better eye, though. Like, I need him swinging at everything.
Yeah, that, like, Vlad Guerrero with a better eye is, like, the best hitter of all time. But we're like, he needs to stink a little bit, just like his old man.
Yeah, I want it to be a little fair for the pitchers.
No, yeah, Vlad Guerrero with a better eye is Barry Bonds, like that. Like that's what it is.
But man, when they put those swings side by side, like Vlad, like you're supposed to have your elbows up. Vlad didn't, and that seems to be the only thing Junior changed. But once they like take the step to swing, his arms go right back to where his dad's were. I think his dad just cut the middleman out. He was moving watches.
I'm fine with a big fan of a movement, big fan of Vlad. Senior and junior.
So if the MLB is going to come back in a big way, it's going to be on the shoulders of Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and I can't wait.
I would say yeah, if all the good players I watched growing up, all their kids got dope right now, that'd be fun. That would slick. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, Ken Griffey the third. the ninth is playing. Barry Larkin Jr. Like, all these guys have kids, and they're just pro athletes in sports other than baseball.
Correct.
Because they have freak genetics. And hard work and all that stuff, all that bullshit.
Yeah, Trey Griffey was a receiver for Arizona. I'm kind of surprised he didn't do anything.
Yeah, I'm always surprised Shane Larkin didn't have a bit. Like, I thought he was going to be very solid out of Miami.
What are you trying to say?
As I'm saying, I saw, like, what he's doing now, I feel like he could have been doing, like, since he went to the draft. I think he's a solid guard.
Yeah, he's all right. He's terribly small.
He's not large. His pop is not a large man either.
Is there anything else that happened that we'd missed?
I don't think so.
Well, then.
Well, let me run a quick Twitter and make sure that's how I caught the false news last time.
I think that is a good, because usually what happens is we end up recording and then like 5 minutes after we're done, like, oh yeah, everyone in the league just got traded.
LeBron got traded? Wow. Yeah, no. We're going to make a relatively quiet day as soon as we hit end. Oh my goodness, the Cavaliers have been sold to the Russians.
Unsurprising.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we'd get to it when we get to it.
Brad Stevens says he's going to start listing Gordon Hayward as questionable just to fuck with other teams. I appreciate that.
I was like, yeah, I'm fine with that. It's almost playoff time. We need every advantage.
I still don't know why KG didn't dress against your then Orlando Magic in Game 7. I think we win that game off intimidation alone.
I mean, not even him just yelling at Dwight Howard. That's, I mean, you can call it part of intimidation, but
I sure would.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
I felt like we didn't even talk that much Celtics last show. Like, there was a part where we obviously talked about them. But I had someone tweet at me, like, I thought this was mixtape, not Celtics tape. So I had to remind that person that Mick is just another word for Celtic. So you've all been had.
Pulled the wool right over their eyes, mate.
But yeah, even that Kyrie discussion was a little bit more than I wanted to have today. But that was mostly your fault. So anyone has any complaints, just tweet them. Not at Tyler. Just tweet them out into the world.
Correct. Everybody wins.
But rest in peace, Tom Bro, dude.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Car Care is fun for Flint. Please and thank you. Smash that donation button.
Please, please, please.
And we will see you guys next week.
Sure, nothing really shitty happened. Just checking. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. See ya.
She gon' ride with me. Mama booty thick and some bread, I need some thighs with it. I'ma hold on to all that ass and I'ma die with it. I'ma snake inside the grass and I'ma survive with it. I ain't never had a problem, I'm tryna tie with it. I couldn't afford a pair, but I can buy ride with it. I'm like, baby, I tried with it. Now all that diamonds gon' spare, plus she died with it. I wanna ask, cause she hot, no clay. She got a nigga sitting inside all day. She make a nigga find her somewhere to stay. When she get mad, she moving in one day. I swear the better bitches got the biggest foreheads. Even when she mad, she never take me to court it. I'm uptown, baby, I'm uptown. I'm passing New Orleans.
My P.O. tripping and shit, man. That's why I can't smoke, so I'm just trying to fuck out this drink, you know. Popping the motherfucking purse, nigga. No Zans, no diamonds, nigga. We up. Fuck you, man.
Baby girl, know that I'm a king. Hustle hard, million views without a machine. I just might marry that little bitch and call her my thing. Marry her two times the way she suck on my D-ding. Put her out the house and make her leave all of the things. I bought her, I called her ching with a nigga such a stalker. But I don't get no damn, cause she mine, yes I bought her. I pull up in the lamb at the school, pick up her daughter. Every time she get mad, she acting like she don't remember. She don't remember nothing good, but she remember tenders. She remember they hauled on their wood and called her splinter. She remember the time when they cooked me that TV dinner. She remember the time, every time I snuck in the house all late. And I remember the time when she was serious, she never played. Damn, how you know, bro? Got a new hoe, sit wet ass naked right in front of niggas, though. Nigga, money stacked up like Ludacris Afro. Got 100 hoes, I like to like I'm Pinocchio. When they say they about to leave, I'm like, baby, don't leave. I'ma rent it up even if it come down to selling weed. I'ma stack them big bucks, just I want that check of cheese. I want the wheels, no Miss Kitty, then I bounce back on them. I'ma catch a bitch and make a bite like a piranha. She gon' suck that dick and spray all over her old summer. I used to be broken, now they coming by the bundle. Take her on a date and then I cut her like a barber. Pull up on the fair with a bread or them birds. Piss on your bitch mouth like a sucker. Cut your swag on my face, no nerd. I don't like top bro, tell no word. Officer, save me. I'm gone, so go off a prayer. I went from rapping to Reiki. Yeah, highness baby blaze me. I can't make no 80s. Grown money so you can't age me. Gators on my feet got scabies. 100,000 hoes on my AV. I send a pussy boy to Grady.
How I leave a pussy nigga skin pink. God, why they get me started? Quan say he round with four chops, no hardin'. I'm known for drawing all the plugs, yes, arson. I'ma put them bitches in their place, hold on they bargain. Mama had me inside of a store, cause I'm the target. Baby, you still suckin' cheap meats like a market. I got a spot and done with a W.D. Arthur. Bird told me these pussy niggas gon' try to mark me, but
I call her Mama Machiavelli, she gon' ride with me. I call her Mama Machiavelli. Hey, I call her Mama Machiavelli, she gon' I call her Machiavelli. I call her Mama Machiavelli, Vicka, Billy, Billy. I call her Mama Machiavelli, Billy, Billy. I call her Mama Machiavelli, she gon' ride.
I wanna ask, cause she hot, no clay. She got a nigga sitting inside all day. She make a nigga find her somewhere to stay. When she get mad, she moving in one day. I swear the better bitches got the biggest foreheads. Even when she mad, she never take me to court it. I'm uptown, baby, I'm uptown. I'm passing New Orleans. Chopper City. We chop that bitch, little boy, you trippin'. I'm the really nigga, notorious bitch. First I kill you, ball, and then I make your bitch suck dick. Suck it up, suck that dick, little bitch. Cuff that spit, little bitch. Swallow that little bitch. Shit it out when you shit. Ew. I'm a creature, I'm a maze. Sit on that wood like you just walked inside the gymnasium. Hang your boogie while I'm acing. Playing game on my turf, you got to be a gangster. I hope you ain't doing that bar in your waist. You should know you won't be for thug or gon' cave. You should know that these bloods gon' be the waiters. So woo, 100 stuff in them, 100 motherfucking woods, 100 motherfucking gangsters, 100 motherfucking troops, 100,000 my people. 100,000 pyros, 100,000 geek monks, 100,000 on booze. Better know what you're doing for you doing, cause when I pull up, I'ma let it loose, I'm not pursuing. I'm a motherfucking gangster, nigga, no, I haven't ranked. That's Kurt, no angle, I'm slapping with the bank. First, I got the money, then the power, no range. Check because you don't see me, don't mean it, I'm a stranger. $20,000 on the smile, no angle. I'm a beast, bitch, you cannot tame.